here, okay?
Another year has come and gone. Are you wondering what the future holds? Are you struggling with the decision about love, money, your career, your family? StarPsychics.com, that stars with a Z, has the answers you desire. StarPsychics.com is the best and brightest advisor site on the internet, staffed by top-rated, professional, fully tested, and certified advisors. This is the real deal. At StarPsychics.com, you create your own personal account, and you pick your advisor by reading their extensive bios. Then you decide on a budget that you are comfortable with. Your pathway to a clearer and brighter future is just a few clicks away. No gimmicks, no bait and switch. StarPsychics.com has daily blogs and lots of links to help you develop your own intuition. Log on now. That's StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. And here's the best part. They're available 24/7. StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. You must be 18 years or older. Your future awaits.
Hi, everybody. This is Natalie, also known as StarsCast. My guest has called in, but he's from the Netherlands, and he said that he's having a little technical difficulty. So when I see him come back on, I'll bring him in. But till then, you have me to listen to. Anyways, of course, I always talk about my magazine, mysticlivingtoday.com. In about 8 days or so, I'll be sending out all my reminders, which, you know, there's so many of them and so many I don't even have to remind, but it's a really nice issue. So the May issue is up. So if you go take a peek over there, you can see everything that's wonderful. And I'm adding new columns all the time and adding new things. Now, stars with a Z, psychics.com. Well, we've got some specials going on for our first-time clients, and I just had a mailer sent out to a few thousand, offering them some specials during this day and time. I mean, they've been on the site before, so they're not brand new, but they do not have a membership. So we're getting people that are doing that, so that's good. So business is picking up. And let's see what's going on with me. Well, I had my vaccination yesterday. It was a Johnson & Johnson. I had a restless night. You know, the night was not that great for me. Maybe I was a little feverish. I don't know. But my voice is raspy right now. But anyways, it stung just a tiny bit. They have this thing called VanSafe where if you register, they will send you a text and ask you questions once a day to see how you're feeling. Because after all, it's all about stats. They have to gather stats. They have to know how Natalie's doing. They have to know about how Susie's doing. And then they gather all of that information. I think they do it for 5 weeks, not every day. I think the second week it's maybe only once a week. I don't know. But I think it's wonderful. And the pharmacist that gave me my injection, she said, would you do that? I said, I already looked it up. Oh, yes, absolutely. How are they going to know if they don't know? And that's the truth. So other than that, anyways, I'm not even going to tell you about my guest. I mean, he's famous in his own right. And he has a very nice voice. And he's a humanitarian, you know. He's just amazing, all the things that he's done. Let's see what else. I hope everybody had a nice Mother's Day that is a mother. I did. I was with my family, my son, my daughter-in-law, my granddaughter. And if you're on Facebook, you probably see my picture somewhere there because I think my daughter-in-law posted it. And I'm okay. It looks good. I was pleased with it because she knows I won't let her put it up there if I don't like it. But yes, it was good. And let's see, what else can I tell you? My granddaughter's going to go to her junior prom. Oh, my God, I'm not ready for this at all. If we had our choice, my son and I, we'd put her in a room, put a lock on the door, and leave her there. But, you know, you cannot do that. I mean, you want to keep them as close to you as you can. And I'm very blessed because my son and his family just live about 6 minutes down the road from me. So it's great. I mean, I don't see them every day, but I talk to usually my granddaughter and I talk to my son every day. And of course he called me first thing, wanted to know how I was feeling and all that. I'm feeling pretty good. I'm not eating that much. Not that anything is really bothering me. I had some crackers and that was it this morning. Usually I have a little bit more than that, but I'm going to wait and see how the day goes. Other than that, you know, I'm not missing a beat. I was concerned how I was going to feel today, but they say sometimes it's 48 hours. But, you know, the Johnson & Johnson is a different kind of vaccination. It is a viral vector. It's not the same. So your symptoms after are going to be different. Sometimes people get really ill with all of them, but that's to be expected. This is not a live virus going into you. It's not the cold virus. It's allowing you to produce something so that you won't get as sick as you could get if you were not vaccinated at all. And you got to remember, folks, if you have the vaccination, you still need to be careful. It doesn't mean that you're exempt from the whole thing. No, you're not. You have to wear your mask. Be cautious and conscientious, I should say, about everything that's going on around you. We were at Disney, and talk about a pristine place. Don't be afraid to go there. I had my own room, and my son had his, and, I mean, it was immaculate, and same were the parks, everything. All the parks were, you sat down, you ate at a table, somebody came swoosh down right behind you, disinfected it, did the chairs, they did everything. Don't be afraid to go there. We were fine. We had to wear our mask, and it was probably in the mid-80s. It was not unbearable. But you know what? I'm from South Carolina, so we kind of get used to that kind of heat. But if you're in the north and coming down, just, you know, be prepared. It's going to be warmer than it is up there for sure, and I'm originally from Michigan. Everybody knows that. So with that, I'm waiting for Fred. Motzer is his name, Fred Motzer. He's a humanitarian, and it's just awesome that he wanted to be on my show. Sometimes it amazes me that they say yes, and I deal mostly through the publicist. You know, I don't know. Sometimes the author will contact me, and I don't know if anybody remembers Anna Clay. Well, Anna is the opera singer. And I had her on last year. Well, she's written a book, so we're going to have her on again. And that's going to be exciting. I'm happy for her. And let's see. You know, I could have all these people on over and over. And you're going to find that I'm doing two a week now because my next openings are October. And, you know, a lot of people have books coming out and things that, you know, teaching things and all of that. And, you know, to wait until October, well, it's after the fact. So I'm finding that I'm going to have to do two a week, and which is fine with me. It's good. It's all good. You know I love what I do, so it doesn't matter to me. And let's look ahead here. I'm supposed to have a couple people from Jerusalem. I know they're having issues there, but this is down the road. This is not yet. I don't have to worry about that. When do I have my first Jerusalem one? I was really looking forward to it, too, you know, because that's where I want to go. I want to go there. I want to walk where Jesus walked. Here, let's go look into October. When do I have this person? There's two of them I know. Anyways, I'm looking here in my little book. Oh, yes. Here is one, August 17th. I'll have him. He's in Jerusalem. And then there's another one. Let's see here. I don't see him there. Yeah, and those, you know, those we have to allow for the time. And then I have somebody that's coming from Singapore, and I have to do her at 8 in the morning. So, you know, yours truly will have her coffee beside her. And, I mean, that's not a problem either. I like to start my days early anyhow. So I wish somebody would call in and ask me a question. I'd be happy to answer questions. And if you'd like to do that, you can call in at 347-838-9736. I'm hoping we'll have Fred on. I don't know. He sounded okay calling, but there must be something going on there he wasn't pleased about. And he said, there, give me 5 or 10 minutes. Well, okay, it's almost 10 minutes now, so we'll see what happens. If not, you get to listen to me for a few minutes. And we'll reschedule him, absolutely, if he cannot do this today, because I have the show set for 90 minutes. So, I mean, Candy did that for me. You know, she sets it up just to be sure that we, sometimes I go over, you know that. You know, yours truly here can talk a blue streak. So, but other than that, I'm trying to think. Oh, you can also go to Planet Stars with a Z. StarsPsychics.com. I'm on Instagram as StarsPsychics. I'm there. I'm also there as Mystic Living Today. You can follow me. If you go to StarsPsychics.com and you scroll down to the very bottom of the main, you'll see all the links, how to reach me and all the avenues, you know, that I'm on for social media. And I usually do, I'll do the Instagram for Stars, and then Candy usually does the one for me for Mystic Living Today. You'll see pictures of my cat, Stars Muji. That's my baby, my babe. He's up sitting up on top of the refrigerator right now in a basket that is way too small for him. I've had pictures of him before, but this cat's big. He can make himself look really big or really small. I mean, he's got real long legs. So when he stretches out, I really should measure him. He's probably, I don't know, a yardstick long. He's long. He's a very long cat. And but sometimes he can curl into these little tiny places, and it's kind of cute. It really, really is kind of cute what he does. He's a good boy. He follows me around, though. You know, sometimes he drives me out of my mind because he doesn't want to leave me alone. Okay, we're waiting here. Maybe he'll send me an email or something. I don't know. Let's see what's going on with Fred Motzer. But anyways, you can go to his site. Just in case that we don't connect today, it's Beyond Me. Let me go back to his home. That's not really the whole title. It is, and I'm going there right now, everybody. It's called BeyondMeDocumentary.org, and you'll see him there, and you'll see about his book. And he's got this video, and I'm hoping I can talk to him about it. I watched it. It was very nice, very good, and he has an experience, but I'm giving away the whole show. Fred, I don't even need you on. No, I'm just kidding. I can talk all about it, but he has a great background, and he's done a lot, and he is your typical humanitarian. He does a lot for a lot of people, and he is recognized, and I think this is his first book, if I'm not sure. But anyways, okay, Fred, where are you? Hello. They're going to get tired of listening to me. I'm trying to think what else is going on. Tax time for me. I do all the accounts receivable, accounts payable for Stars, and get it all together, print it all out, da-da-da-da-da, and take it over to my CPA, Michelle. And last year, you know what? I didn't make any mistakes. She said, no, it's perfect. And I said, oh, come on, I must have made a mistake. She said, no, you did not. I've been doing this for years. So sometimes, you know, it's, I don't know if you know anything about bookkeeping, you have to post it in the right place. You have to make sure that you're posting. And really, it's not that bad because payables, it's what you pay. So you set up all your accounts. I could teach you bookkeeping on the phone, too, online here. I could teach you that, too. But am I working on my fairy tale? Yes, I am. I am, but, you know, all of these authors are so far beyond. I mean, they do a lot of things. Their writing is just, to me, the tops. What I want to do, oh, here he is. Hold on. I think I got him back. Are you there?
Fred is here, but just on the telephone line, and my team is still working on technical problems that are about to be solved, but I'm ready to go if you...
Okay, well, I've been talking about you. Were your ears burning? Oh, yes. You know, I mean, I've been talking for like 10 minutes or 13 minutes or whatever. But anyways, everybody,
yeah.
I want to bring on Fred. It's Motzer, right? Is that how you pronounce it?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
And I deeply apologize.
Natalie rolls with things. Natalie is probably the easiest person you're going to want to
know.
You know, I don't get upset. And I was telling everybody, now, if he doesn't come on, I already gave your website out and talked about your documentary a little bit because I want them to go see it because that we're going to talk about that. So let's start here at the beginning a little bit with you. How did this kind of life begin? I mean, when you were a really, really young man, not that you're really, really old, but I mean, did you always ask questions of things? Did you always, I guess I'm trying to look for, how did Fred get on this path? I know how I got on mine, but how did you get on yours?
Well, excellent question. You may know that I had to succeed my dad at a very, very early age. To my surprise, I was not the one, but my brother was this planned to be his successor. And so it was that the younger brother, he said my dad had Parkinson's disease and diabetes, and I was the only one that really understood him. I could try and read his lips and... okay, now I think we're on. We are about to be on.
Okay, yeah, I can hear you fine.
Yeah.
It's all good.
So I can continue until we are on in the picture, too. So I hear myself back now, by the way.
Okay, so it was because of working with your father that all of it began?
Yeah, so being 19... and really very junior, I developed at an early stage to ask questions because I saw that many people didn't dare to ask questions. They assumed they should know, and I kept on asking questions, and that gave me quite a trust that many people didn't know. And by asking, I got the answers, and so it is. By talking, by reading books, doing courses, that I got enough security to do my job and to trust myself more and more, which I do
right.
Until today, by the way. Yeah.
Right.
Can
right.
you see me in the picture
we
now?
We don't learn that young, though, do we, Fred? We have to walk the path, I think. You know, you have to.
That's it.
Yeah, when you're young, you know, some things are just not that important to you. But as you get maybe middle age, a little bit older, let's hope it's sooner than middle age, you start to realize there's more to life than just breathing and talking and walking and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I did, and I'm sure you did too. Okay, so after that, I mean, you are a renowned humanitarian. I mean, you have done so much, and people need to understand what a humanitarian is. To me, basically, you give of yourself. You seek out or venture to foundations that need your help. I'm not like you, but in my own way, I'm supporting a lot. I love animals. I'm an animal activist. I love them. And I find myself being drawn to that. Now, what happened to you when you started this quest? I like to call it a quest because your journey has been amazing. I mean, oh, my goodness. And then I want to talk about your book and that trailer that you did. Oh, my gosh, I love that. Oh, yes. So you're a spiritual pilgrim, you know. How did you decide... okay, this is what I want to do. I want to help. I want to help people. I want to help organizations. Did you always want to do that?
Yeah, as a young kid, I went to around Christmas.
I can't hear you. You have to talk into the phone more, I guess.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me? Say it again.
One sec. Can you hear me? One sec, I'll do the phone again. Is this better?
Yes, very better. Much better, yes. Okay.
Okay,
so,
yeah.
Okay, so did you
no,
seek
at,
out...
No, at a very young age, around Christmas, I assembled addresses of very poor people, and then I went, without giving my name, to those families in my native town, and I gave them Christmas gifts. So that is a sign that I expressed my care to help those people that are in need.
I see. Well, okay, so you became more and more involved with more and more groups of people, types of people, right? Is that how you kind of got... I would say your feet wet into everything because one thing leads to another, to another, to another. And I mean, I love that fact, but I wanna talk about this about your book and your trailer that you did. My gal who worked up the sheet to go on the show page, she says to me, "Natalie, you have to watch this." So I did right away, and oh my gosh, you did it so well. And I'm going to tell everybody where it is, but the countryside, the view, I mean, because I've never been out of the United States, and I mean, talk about looking at beautiful pieces of country. It was amazing. And then you talking about what you did. And so let's do that. Let's talk about your book here, Beyond Us, a Humanitarian's Perspective on Our Values, Beliefs, and Way of Life. Where did all of this come from? Why did you want to do this? Are you there?
Hello. Yes, I'm back. Yeah, I'm here. Yeah.
Okay. So why did you want to write this book?
Well, I wanted to just to write ideas. I have a way of thinking that is beyond the path. And before I die, I thought I want to inspire people and give them a different perspective on all and make them aware that they often, like me, lead a very pre-programmed life. Many choices are framed. I make an analogy like many years ago, thousands of years ago, there were no paths, and the humans, they walk through nature in the seasons, in the rain, in the sun, looking at the stars and the sun, and in that way they created their life. So they were free in their choices. Fast forward through all the roads, through all the ITs, through services, to service where to drive, how to navigation systems, pre-programmed computers. We are framed in our minds. Yes, we have still millions of choices that are framed, but beyond that framing, there are zillions of choices. And I invite people to help and reprogram their mind by not going only in the serve, not allowing only to be served by their mental faculty, by their thinking, which is the male part in which consciousness expresses itself, but also in the feeling part, the intuition, to learn to trust that. All the schools are created in such a way that we share mental knowledge, but we are not taught to, and so we trust our knowledge, but we don't trust that what directly informs us, our intuition. And we forget that the mind is there to serve the heart, and are disconnected from our hearts, the products of our mind risk to be like unguided missiles and hit and create enormous chaos, which we see. Our wars, the environments, all the competition. Instead of competing, we could cooperate and compare with care in order to share with care. So not to exclude, but to include.
You know, I agree, because, I like we were talking when I was young, you know, of course, I just went about my day-to-day life. I didn't really listen to myself. I didn't have to. I just reacted. People react. They don't, they need to be taught that, okay, if you get an idea, how do you feel about it inside? Don't know how anybody else feels about it. How do you feel about it? You have to listen to your inspiration. That's what I do, and you have to meditate. You have to listen.
Right.
But Fred, you're right. People do not do that. That's why we have all the trouble
trained
in the world.
Trust our feminine side. We're not trained to trust our feelings. And yes, with our feelings, sometimes can be clouded by emotions. I always describe the difference between feeling, intuition on one side and emotion on the other side. Like when you play the violin and you touch the string, then the the musical instrument does not have an opinion. It just allows the tone of the bass, for example, to go through. An emotion is like a big block of chewing gum, which is an opinion often, that that makes the instrument false, to play false. And yes, then we can look at what is the, why are we emotional? What's the opinion? And the very moment we put a loving light on the opinion or whatever blocks it, it melts. And we go back, and we can go back to a feeling in a pure way.
Right, right. And, you know, I've been noticing myself, and I mean, I'm very giving, and I'm very kind. I was an only child, and people have said to me, how is it you turned out like you did? I have no idea, except I do know I had help that you couldn't see. I know, because and I know what's right and what's wrong. And people that are doing wrong, they're not listening. They're not listening. You're right, Fred, about all this. This is so true. If they could watch your documentary, I have to interrupt and say, what happened to you? You had something profound happen to you. Now, can you tell us what it was?
I come back to that question within a minute. But first, so indeed, I went into the business of my dad. My dad died in 77. In 1983, I became a volunteer for Red Cross, Red Crescent, the headquarters, world headquarters in Geneva, where I was allowed to lead a program that was aimed at the reduction of child mortality and morbidity related to the dehydration that goes with diarrhea. So I was already working for humanity. 5 million children under 5 died related to that reason. And it was beautiful to say that there was a remedy, oral rehydration therapy, a combination of salt, sugar, and water, which you could give to a child. No doctor, no nurse is
and
needed.
And no side effects, except helping you.
Effect. It is very pure, and for 90%, it works. What does it do? Anyway, with dehydration, our immune system collapses. By giving sugar, it helps to facilitate the salts, the building blocks of the immune system with water to re-enter the bloodstream. And so then the child can recuperate, and it is not anymore at risk that any illness can penetrate. So I saw the beauty that in a world there is abundant salt, sugar, and water. It doesn't cost anything. So I thought about a world, what is happening here? Through competition, coming from fear, we create scarcity, and we have a world like this. And what happened in the meantime? This was 1983. I got an invitation, and now I come back to your question, from a friend who said, yes, diabetes runs in your family. You might consider to see a healer. That healer came. He gave me a lot of veggies. I had to drink 2 liters of water, and he gave me a minuscule portion of condensed nutmeg. And that brought me in a state of a super awareness, also going with a massage, and I heard the music play of Stevie Wonder, We Are the World. And I felt superbly well. And in that
I love that. Yes. But you were in that state, you see. And people are so caught up in their own lives and everything, they can't get in that state. But that is as transcendental, actually. It's all, you know, I mean, somebody will say, well, how do you meditate? I just sit. I sit.
Yes.
I absorb. If there's something that I'm supposed to get, something that I'm supposed to hear, I'll get it. If not, maybe it's just a time that I have to, you know, calm myself down, stop overthinking, and I feel so much better, and then up I go. But you see, what I do, Fred, is I talk to God every day. And it doesn't matter what your belief is. You do what you need to do. And sometimes I'll give them a dissertation because I don't really like what's going on in the world. But probably says, oh, here she is again. What is she going to say to me? I don't get angry. I just kind of say, you know, what was that all about? What was that? But like COVID, I keep telling people, and I don't know how you feel about it, but it was almost like a comeuppance. It was almost like the universe saying, you know, people, you're thinking too much about the money. You got to start thinking about each other. It's not going to work.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like the world is a little turn to the side. I like to say it's to the side, not falling over, but just a little bit. It's out of whack. And so sometimes, I mean, if you believe like we believe, that there are forces, there are higher things, there's divine intervention, and if you believe in any of that, you're going to see that out of all of this, although I don't like all the people that died, and I've already told God about that one, but out of all of this, you know, it's something good is coming. It just is. It has to. It's called mankind. We are not going to dissolve. We are not, you know, I got my vaccination yesterday, and I talked to everybody. Can you imagine that? I don't care who you are. And, you know, we were talking there and everything, and I asked him, told him to have a good day and, you know, relax. And the pharmacist, she said, why don't you just take over the whole thing? And I said, well, you want me to? But it was easing everybody because there was so much apprehension, and I kept thinking to myself, you know, be calm. But you have to listen. You know, people say to me, well, how come you're doing so well? I do so well because, Fred, I listen. I listen, and then my heart knows. They're both connected. I don't go flying off the handle. I don't – or off the deep end. I don't do any of that kind of stuff. And you're like that. You see, you have – well, you just have a lot more education than I do. I mean, I didn't even graduate from high school. But that didn't stop me from doing what I do at all. And so tell us now – so this – video that you did. It's called a trailer. Well, if you can watch the film, it's just wonderful. Everybody needs to see it. If you go to beyondmedocumentary.org, you're going to see the links up at the top, and it'll say watch film. You have to watch this. It's going to make you feel so good. I felt really good.
But
Jackie told
minutes.
Me, she
Only
said, you're going to want to watch the whole thing. You know, and I don't know, how long is it? Is it like 45 minutes or something?
52 minutes.
Okay. Well, you're going to say, oh, God, this is too much. No. Mm-mm. And then you see the beauty of where he was. It's just so beautiful. The terrain, the green. I was in awe, especially for somebody who's never been out of the United States. And it opens up your world. It really, really does. And you take everybody on this journey with you. And did you decide that you wanted to do this film? Was it important? Was it part of the process for the book?
First, it was the documentary. Also, I wanted to leave something, a heritage, to my children, my grandchildren, but also to the whole world, because I know that I was connected to as a kind of super loving, unconditional loving power. And luckily enough, many people, millions of people recognize it. And they're so happy that I've been able to word it so that they don't feel alone anymore, that they trust there is something. There's something that is beyond the finite world of time, space. It is infinity. And over life, I came to see that I'm here to develop my consciousness, which is infinite. So to develop, to take the develops away, to experience unconditional love, and to learn to act accordingly. And that is basically the process of healing. What is healing? Healing is becoming one with the whole and all. With everything and everything.
I've heard that
beyond
before.
Things.
You're right.
Yeah.
I had a Zen priest on last week, And, you know, he talked about his life and his quest and all the things. And I'm going to ask you this. Why do you think so many people all of a sudden, I mean, I seem to have them on my show, that are, they're following a different path from when they were really young. All of a sudden, the light turned on. Maybe they heard somebody. Maybe they watched something like what you did. Maybe they read your book. You know what I'm saying? But it's amazing. The people that are coming full circle and realizing that, you know, it's just not about walking and talking. There is more to it. For me, I get a sense of, I always like to think that there's like, you know, I have my heart and I have my soul, and they're connected, you know, and I you don't have to, you know, you don't have to fall in front of a truck to save somebody. You can help people every single day. I have people that are so good to me, but then a little voice says, yes, but you're really good to them, and that's the truth. I, even as a little girl, I did it, Fred, but I didn't know what I was doing then. I have no idea. I was, you know, I was a little kid. I mean, I do this, I do that. But I see people, and I see it today, and you probably do too, where people get so angry and upset because somebody does something, or just show kindness. The kindness is going to outweigh anything else. The love is going to outweigh it. It will. It has to. Because that's what the world is about. It has to be about that. What bothers me is all of these things, and I'm sure it does you, in other countries where they feel the need to destroy. I don't understand. Why? Why do you want to hurt someone? Why? Just like, but you know what? I've learned a lot by watching all of these videos and things on baby pigs and baby cows and sheep and all of that. I've learned how horrific people treat animals.
Oh, yeah. Unbelievable.
I can't tolerate it. You know, you know, I guess I'm kind of a vegan. You know, I don't eat chicken. I like fish. I had salmon yesterday. I love salmon. But the more and more I watch, the more and more I realize, go on there. I told my son, you go there and you watch this. It's going to make you sick. He said, no, I don't want to watch it. I said, everybody should watch. You're going to rethink what you're doing. Because I see them, and you do too, as life. It's life.
There you go.
It's so important.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have the right to take it. No. So, yeah,
well,
you and I could be on some kind of bandwagon, couldn't we?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So now, so you're out and about promoting this, I'm assuming. And now, when did this come out? When did your book come out?
That was the earlier part in Jan of this year.
Oh, okay.
January, right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And my Dutch translation will be on the market end of this month.
Okay.
But that's
okay.
Not interesting for the American listeners.
Yeah. Oh, I just got a note here from Martine.
Yes, that's my...
I guess they thought it was going to be on Skype. No, it's not on Skype. The reason you have to call in to my station or my show is so that it can be recorded and people can hear. Otherwise, they can't.
Now,
I mean, and then I can't, yeah.
So,
and then blog. It's called Blog Talk Radio, but we're doing fine. I mean, my goodness, we are doing fine here. Do you have any other things?
Shall I give them now the message? I will do that in the meantime, that they can stop.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
We're
not doing Skype.
In.
And tell them that.
Yeah.
We're doing great here. We don't need you. I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, we can handle this. But, so do you have another book in you? You're going to continue writing and... You know, you really, I think you need to do more film. I really enjoyed listening to you and your interaction with everybody. It's just a nice, soothing feeling. We need more of you on film. We need more of people like you. So that's my thing for today. You have to do more of this, Fred. You have to. I mean, I can talk on the phone. I mean, I can talk on the radio, but I don't have that presence like you do. You just have that presence. It's soothing, and people listen. I mean, I had no problem. I just loved it. Jackie said, well, what happened, my gal? I said, I'm not done yet. Be quiet. She was trying to get me on Skype. I said, shh, don't say anything. I'm listening. So, are you going to do more of that? Are you going to or just going to keep promoting what you've done so far?
I do quite some podcasts. I do interviews and in all kinds of ways. It's an ongoing show.
Yes. Well, I'm really grateful you decided to do mine because, and I was talking about you before you came on anyways, and I'm sure they're going to hear it, and it is recorded so they can always listen to it later, and then in an hour or two, something like that, then I'll push it out. It'll be pushed out like on Twitter, and Candy is in the chat room right now, and she's probably, what did she say to me? Oh, yes, she said, she put in beyondmedocumentary.org. Yeah, she does all of the marketing stuff. You know, you have to, I look at them, and I've said this before, as my champions. They're the people that, you have them too. They're the people that believe in you, that love you, make sure things go right for you. There are far and few between. You can pay them thousands and thousands of dollars, which I don't pay Candy. But to find people that believe in you, that's amazing in itself. More and more people should do that. More and more people should do that. I'm amazed. And, you know, I wish I would have been like this years ago, many years ago. And I don't know why it took me so long. I mean, I was always a good person, Fred, but I seem to be doing more and more. It's like you're walking down a path and another little door opens for you. And Natalie will say, well, I'm going to go there. I want to see what that is. And I like that. I'm going to come back. You know, I mean, why does it take so long? I guess we have to start working with the younger people. We have to. Now, I have a granddaughter, and you have grandchildren, right? Are they like you? Do they get some?
Yeah.
They're like you?
Sorry?
I said, are they like
Sorry?
You? Your grandchildren?
Yeah, well, they have quite some characteristics that I recognize, so to say. Yeah.
Okay. So
yeah,
what
yeah,
do they
yeah.
think of you? I mean, in all that you've done.
I think that I'm a weird person. But they love me, and I love them.
I know. And isn't that a wonderful feeling? It's just such a wonderful feeling.
Yeah, it's lovely, lovely. Yeah.
You know,
there
isn't anything better to do that. Like, I only have one grandchild. I have a goddaughter that loves me just like I'm her mother because her mother passed. And I was thinking yesterday, I had people calling, how are you feeling? Are you okay? Blah, blah, blah. You know, and I said to my son this morning, I said, you know, I am truly blessed. I found something that I can do that I love to do, like this, talking to people like yourself and learning about things in other countries and all of that. I love that. I really do. It's expanding my horizons, so to speak, and this reaching out.
Yeah.
You know, and I really, really love it. I really, really love it. So now you're doing a lot of interviews and podcasts and all that. This is really more like talking. I had questions, but I don't usually need questions when I talk to a guest. I don't. You can tell. I just get the information. I mean, I kind of read the page, the show page, and it sits with me. And I don't write notes, and I don't do anything like that because I feel people need to know that you're a regular person. You're not some kind of sitting on some kind of a chair, a huge chair up in the sky. You know, you're just a person that's done a lot, and you should be recognized for that, and I recognize it. I'm going to say it again. I love that film that you did. It was wonderful.
Well, I hope that it inspires people, and many, many, and it not only inspires them, but that they change their attitudes, and that not because somebody else tells them to do that, but they feel inner conviction that they can change. And like many others, I make thousands of mistakes every day. I fall down on my face, but I stand up also, you know, and I learn often from my mistakes. Some mistakes I keep on making, but yeah.
No, it's true. We all do that, Fred. I do that too. I just, you know, I have a mental list of things that I do. And, I have my other site where people are working on the site, and it's a lot of my concentration because this stuff, the magazine and this, is simple. It comes without me asking. And it's easy. It's easy for me to do. But I care about all of these people so very much. But they know it. They all know it. And
yeah.
That's a nice feeling. That's a nice feeling. And I had a gentleman say to me, I'm telling you this for a reason, I don't really know why. He's working for somebody, and he said, but I have to tell you something. And I said, oh, what are you going to tell me? He said, there is nobody like you. I said, what do you mean? He said, there's nobody like Natalie, nobody. He said, I have 85 people under me. They could not hold a candle to you. The boss cannot hold a candle to you. He said, so...
Uh-huh.
And that was one of the greatest compliments I could have got.
Wonderful.
It is.
Fantastic, Natalie.
I mean, and I'm not this little, a little fairy or whatever I am, but I like to do good. I really do. And I think that above whatever it is, God, whatever you want to say, is keeping track. Keeps track of everything, you know. And Fred, the doors are going to open for you when you get up there. Trust me on that one because of all that you have done. It's true. Think of it that way.
Thank you.
Oh, yes. And I'm going to help promote this. Candy will put this out on social media. And I'm following you on Instagram, by the way.
Good. We're not filling that up so much. Good job. But, the website perhaps is the best information you can get about our work.
Yes.
And,
yes,
true. Yeah. We have not talked about two foundations. I by the way, founded 23 foundations over 40 years. But the most important ones are Fred Foundation, Forest Peace, and the foundation that's called Essentia. And Fred Foundation does a lot for the poorest people, the most disadvantaged people, like refugees. We also help with Fred Foundation to, for a long period, we go in to, in this case, an area of 100,000 people in Amsterdam, in the area of Amsterdam, to help from the inside to change their lifestyle into better food, better sleeping, more movements and stuff like that, meditation.
Do they get a little education? They learn. It's a learning process for them also, right?
Yeah, it's a learning process. And our entry point is to do it around the first 1,000 days of life because we found that parents are the most interested to make changes in lifestyle around new life. And so we are committed to work in this part of Amsterdam for 10 years, and we did the first 3 years already. So slowly the result starts to show because we know we cannot convince people. You never need to try and convince people because that is not pleasant. People in politics do that every day. But if you, with honest attitude and with integrity, share information with people from your heart, they can feel it, and then they are more prone to receive it and make changes in their life. So you don't push it through their throat.
Yeah.
So that's what we do with Fred Foundation. With Forest Peace, we try to buy forests and agricultural land and transform that into healthy areas so that we take the poison out of agriculture. And with Essentia, that is the most profound impact that we hope to realize in the next 40 years, is to change the mindset of people in very short from a materialistic worldview to an idealistic worldview, a non-dual worldview, which is a name for a stream in philosophy, it's a very essential philosophy, but basically says the finite world, time and space, is a creation of infinity that doesn't know time nor space. So the whole of creation of matter is a product of what we would call God's mind and God's heart. And God doesn't know a location nor time. It's not seen, but its presence, eternal presence, can be felt. So if we help to change that from the orientation now on money, on stuff and having, to a world of being, then people can act differently. And then I repeat what I said earlier, people won't compete, but they will cooperate and compare with care in order to share with care. So then the attention goes more to abundance and where there is scarcity, not to make stuff more scarce by creating patents or other rights of ownership, but to make it available for everybody.
Yeah, it's true. It's so true. And you're making great strides.
Yeah.
And look at what you've done already. You know, I mean, I don't, like I said, you're just so much more educated and on a different level. Not that there's anything wrong with that, and I don't feel inferior, but I just think that there are people out there like yourself that are meant to do these kinds of things because they can. And the rest of us, we do what we can do because we can.
Yeah,
so,
everybody,
you know,
it's
respect, and if you can help, I can help you, you can help me. Just by talking to me on my radio show is a great help, because people will listen. If they're not listening now, they'll be listening, because Candy will push it out, and it will be there. It will be on the show page, and they'll be able to hear us and how you talked about everything. And you're a great man in my eyes. I mean, I'm honored that you came on my show. I really am.
And you're a great woman, Natalie. I can hear it in your voice. The vibration of your heart is clearly coming through, and it's a very good one.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. That makes me feel really good. That's an honor to come from, coming from you. Yes, I have everybody's best interest at heart. And, you know, I'm only like 5'2", 100 pounds, and I'll say to somebody, don't let my size fool you. Don't. Because... You know, I mean, it's the thought, it's the heart, it's the soul, it's the love for mankind and people. So, anyways, well, again, thank you for coming on my show. I think it's wonderful, and I'm glad we got to do this, because I knew we would. I knew you would persevere, and I wish you well on all of this. And you know, maybe I can get something from you for the June issue. I will, I have your email address now, so, you know, it's all over. I can contact you myself, so you don't have a chance.
Yeah. Well, from my side, I want to express my sincere gratitude, and I wanted to say several things. Stay in touch with the Dutch. Miles of smiles, sprinkles of twinkles, and lots of love to you and to all the wonderful listeners. And the last thing I like to say is a quote from my dear, dear friend, Dr. Jerry Jampolsky, who, by the way, passed away in his mid-90s last December. And he had a book out in the United States and in the world, sold by millions, a very simple book. And that book said, love is letting go of fear. Where there's love, there is no fear. And where there's fear, there is no love. And since I read it back in 1983, I think of it every day, and it is definitely true. There is fear or there is love. And when we allow the loving light to shine on our fears, the fear will melt, and that will be replaced by love.
That's
unconditional true. Love.
That's right.
Yeah.
And that's the best kind. You have no, well, what if you do this for me and I'll do this for you? No, it's not about that. Not at all.
No.
Because sometimes, and you know this before we close, you know that sometimes you can do good, but it's not going to come back to you in the same way. It might come
back
to you in another
That's
way.
Fine.
You know, exactly.
Yeah.
That's what happens. People will say, well, I gave
That's
you all
fine.
This money. How come I'm not getting money? Because it's not like that. Maybe you'll have good
no.
health. Maybe you'll live in your 90s like your friend did. You know,
yeah.
it's not about... balancing. It's not a balancing act. Just do. Just be good to everybody.
Yeah.
Anyways, thank you so much again. And it's been an honor. You have. Is it
thank
nighttime
you.
There? What time is it there?
We have about 5 in the afternoon.
Okay. All right. Well, dinner time, right?
Yep.
Yep.
Lots of love.
Lots of love to you, Fred.
Lots
You're
of
wonderful.
Love. See you after the break. You'll be. Bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, everybody, as usual, we're going to play Free to Love because, you know, that's Candy loves that song and we like to dance. But before I do that, I want to tell everybody, isn't he a great man? Go to his site, beyondmedocumentary.org. Watch the film. There's a link up at the top and you'll be able to see it. And his book is amazing. I don't have it, but you can bet your sweet life I'm going to get it. I'll have his publisher send it to me because usually they do. They usually do. And anyways, but have a great day. Be safe. And remember, believe in things you cannot see. They really are there. Love to all of you. Love you, Candy. There's Candy is there. She's in the chat room. And okay, Candy, get ready to dance. Yes. Yes, let's do this.
If everyone could be who they were really meant to be, without limitation, discrimination, this world could show all its colors. So get the chip off your shoulder.
Good night. Bye-bye. Not good night. Bye-bye. Have a good day. Love you.
Love you too.